In local news, here is this week's Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. The CDC's COVID-19 community levels describe the impact of COVID illness on each county's healthcare system. The community level for Buncombe County remains at a low level for the week ending on April 30th. Every county in North Carolina and almost all the counties in the U.S. are at a low level. The CDC's community transmission levels describe how much disease is in each county. The transmission level for Buncombe County and most counties in North Carolina are at a moderate level for the week ending on April 30th. 17% of the counties in the U.S. are at a high level and 24% are at a low level. The Buncombe County COVID-19 metrics are on the North Carolina COVID dashboard. Data from the week ending on April 29th indicate last week's total cases are up by 1 from the previous week. 68% of the total population have received their initial vaccination series. 33% of people with their initial vaccination series have had the bivalent booster. The 7-day daily average of COVID-19 hospitalizations is unchanged, and of ICU patients has increased by 3 from last week. Beginning in April, the CDC recommends an updated COVID-19 bivalent booster for seniors and immunocompromised people. It is more effective at protecting against severe illness, hospitalization, and death from the new variants. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines and the updated bivalent booster. People with any COVID symptoms should get tested. People who are positive for COVID-19 or do not feel well should stay home. For a county at a low community level, like Buncombe County, the CDC recommends, if you are at high risk for getting sick, wear a high-quality mask in a public indoor space. If you plan on being with someone at high risk for getting sick, either consider self-testing for COVID-19 infections and wear a high-quality mask when indoors with them.